ARD Sounds.
MDR Kultur. Studio Session.
Es ist wieder diese Zeit im Jahr, meine Damen und Herren, in der Menschen aus allen Weltgegenden in ein kleines Städtchen kommen, am oberen Saalelauf, in den Hügeln hier. Wir sind in Rudolstadt, wir sind beim Rudolstadt Festival und ich sage nochmal ganz herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren MDR Kultur Studio Sessions, so heißt die Reihe, in dem Fall auf unserer Festivalbühne oder auf der Festivalbühne neben unserem Festivalstudio in der Freilichrathstraße, mitten in der Innenstadt von Rudolstadt. Und ich freue mich, dass Sie da sind, hier vor Ort. Ich freue mich, dass alle am Radio dabei sind und dass wir Ihnen jetzt einen ganz besonderen Gast präsentieren können. Zu Gast bei uns ist eine herausragende Fiddlespielerin aus Cork. Das ist ganz im Süden der Grünen Insel, ganz im Süden von Irland gelegen. Und von dort stammt Claire Sands, meine Damen und Herren.
Thank you. Dankeschön.
Claire hat schon einige Alben veröffentlicht, seit 2016 das erste und dann 2022. So I talked about the albums that you have published so far and there's another one in the making. Ein weiteres Album wird im Herbst erscheinen, das gerade in der Arbeit ist. And there is one one word headlining your work at the moment and that word is fearlessness. Also Furchtlosigkeit steht ganz groß über dem, was Claire Sands gerade macht. How can you elaborate a little bit on that? What is the kind of spirit that guides your work at the moment? Also was bedeutet das?
I think as Irish people, we are innately wild and free and fierce. And I grew up in a household that really supported my music and that instilled a fierceness in me. I have a beautiful musical family that instilled that in me. So it's something that's important to bring forward as you bring your language and your traditions around the world. You have to believe in what you're doing and I think all of us do.
Also sie sagt, die Iren sind von Natur aus wild und dann hat sie natürlich in ihrer Familie auch so ein Spirit mitbekommen und dass es der Musik sozusagen innewohnt. Is there a political meaning to that as well?
I think as Irish people also, we are coming from a country that was colonized and we believe in amplifying the voices of those who have been silenced. So I think it's an important thing to do, whether you're talking about nature or people or traditions or language. It's really important in our work to amplify the Irish language and to amplify traditions and to amplify voices of those who have been silenced.
Als ein Land mit Kolonialerfahrung geht's ja darum, wirklich, auch wenn sie über Natur spricht und über die irische Insel, die Stimmen der Iren, die Originalstimme, die Originalsprache hörbar zu machen. Claire Sands, we're gonna hear a first song and it's called Anumkara. Thank you and we look forward to your concert.
Es freut mich sehr, hier zu sein. Super? Dankeschön.
Born of ancient song, man and an Murray gone clean as shun, an hug she queer a dumb, quick tear fan. Nine hazels grow, secrets of old, in the ring load of seven seas, where once you moved in me. Born of river flow, the Fianna road to Tiernan Oak, Kailsh and a Quivney Nishincha, Solisek Brishan Kyo, and my eyes slinging horn. There you lie when I close my eyes, seven sins, a love I find refuge in, a love we find refuge in. For sun and dawn. the Chinese cove. Tear Tangerine neath her hidden gold. In that chest I do not find the two-headed NN, but leaders of the West sell in pounds of flesh. They wage war after war, take what is not ours, cut down trees, pollute the seas until there is no more. And Greta screams, I have a dream, freedom shine bright. When the tide rise, I am by your side, and love will never die. Love will never die.
Thank you. Keane McRoy on the guitar, Laura McFadden on the cello.
Claire Sands auf der Bühne bei MDR Kultur. Let's step forward a little. I was told that we can't be seen, so let's step forward into the sun.
Hello.
Hi there. Oh, there's a lot of cables lying around here. It's a really dangerous thing to do, but we do anything for you so you can actually see who's talking. So, the music you're hearing, die Musik, die Sie gerade hören, ist vom neuen Album, They Tried to Bury Us, über das wir gerade vorhin schon gesprochen haben. It's a new album that will be published in autumn, I think, is what you think to do. And I found it very interesting to see the artwork that accompanies that, because it shows you being photographed wearing a flaming red dress, waving a flag, looking very stern, actually warrior-like. And I think you already gave us a little bit of an idea how activism and the kind of music that you do, which is mostly described as Celtic fusion, jazz and blues inspired and traditional inspired folk music, how they go together. Also ich will nochmal vertiefen, wie das eigentlich zusammengeht, weil sie wie eine Kriegerin aussieht auf der Kunst, auf der Fotografie, die das Album begleitet, wie Aktivismus und diese Art von traditioneller Musik zusammengeht. Can you elaborate a bit of the merging of these two ideas?
The artwork which we released during the week is me holding up a gigantic banner, so a big, big flag. In Ireland, flags are very, very interesting. And as we see in Ireland, there's a massive, I suppose, rise of the far right that is happening all over the world. So flags are something that are quite a contentious thing at the moment. But again, as Irish people, our flag, green, white and orange, is representative of the two traditions and also of peace. So this is to sort of reclaim the flag and to reclaim peace. And the banner that I'm holding, it's worth checking out because it encompasses all of the Irish folklore tales that I learnt, that I was brought up with. I grew up in a house that had an Iha Arniel. So in the Irish language, this means that we had people coming to our house of all cultures and creeds and colours, and we would sit together and exchange stories and songs. And that is the house I grew up in, a house in a way with two contrasting religions. And it was a very important house to grow up in and to share these cultures. So that is what we've tried to do in the flag, is to reclaim the flag, but also to encompass the Irish language and the folklore and the stories that we can learn so much from when we look at the appreciation that people had for nature and for the world around them.
Also, ich bin sicher, die meisten von Ihnen verstehen Englisch sehr gut, deswegen ganz kurz für alle anderen die Zusammenfassung: In der Flagge sind eine Menge Referenzen an die irische Tradition, an die irische Nation. Und es geht so ein bisschen darum, auch diese Idee von irischer Nation und irischer Tradition der rechtskonservativen Ecke zu entreißen und wieder zugänglich zu machen. Vor allem, wenn man wie Claire Sands in einem Haus aufgewachsen ist, in dem Multikulti eine große Rolle gespielt hat. Let's talk a bit about that house that you grew up with. I read about you that you are like the sixth generation of fiddlers in your family, which I think comes from your dad's side, is that right? So what other music traditions have been influencing you when you were small?
So yes, I am a sixth generation fiddle player. So I started playing the fiddle when I was 3 years old. And my dad played in his dad, and it goes back six generations. And that does something very interesting to you in your body and in your bones and in your blood. And it's something that I'm very proud to bring forward, to bring these traditions around the world. But I'm also very, very influenced by the land of blues and gypsy jazz and all of these different elements. And I suppose going forward with Irish traditional music, but not being scared to add contemporary music instruments like the beautiful cello also, because this is important to go with the stream and to go with the current, but to not be scared of letting other things fall into the current. And that's how music and language move. So it was a very interesting household. But my household was filled with music, but it was also filled with my other passions, which are martial arts and swimming.
Kampfsport und Schwimmen gehören noch zu den Sachen, mit denen Claire Sands groß geworden ist. Is that still there somehow?
That is still there. So if I need to do security at my own concert, I'm very, very good at doing security.
Sie kann sich selbst verteidigen, wenn es drauf ankommt. Und damit haben wir auch die Musiker schon kurz erwähnt. Am Cello hören wir Laura und Sie haben es schon gehört an der Gitarre, Kian, die heute mit hier sind. Ehe wir gleich noch zwei weitere Songs hören, we're gonna hear two more songs and one being actually a medley of two songs. One more question about your musical development. I read that you wrote your first song when you were 14 about homelessness in Ireland. You also said that your songwriting has developed a bit content-wise over the years. Also ihr Schreiben mit 14, als sie Gitarre gelernt hat, hat sie ihr erstes Lied geschrieben, hat sich über die Jahre auch entwickelt. Where did it grow towards? Wie hat es sich verändert?
It's interesting that you read that. I had nearly forgotten that, but I think I've always wanted to amplify the voices of those who do not have voices. And yeah, when I was 13 or 14, I was really, really struck by the amount of people in Ireland that are living on the streets. So that was the first song that I wrote. But in terms of development, I'm based in Belfast at the moment in the north of Ireland, and I'm surrounded by the most fantastic musicians. And Belfast is a city that is full of culture, and it's a city that is so proud of its culture and of its language and of its traditions. So that has heavily inspired me for the last few years. But so much of my work really is the Irish language and its traditions and how we can unify people through this. And we are in a world that needs unification more than ever. So I will teach you all a seanochal, an old proverb that you can take away with you today. Will we try it together in the Irish language? So this is how it goes. Ní nearth go cur le céile. Ní nearth go cur le céile. You try. Ní nearth go cur le céile. Once more. Ní nearth go cur le céile. This means there is no strength without unity.
Und in ihrem Set von Claire Sands hören Sie gleich auch einen ganz neuen Song. Your latest song seems to reflect a bit on those massive riots we have heard about in Belfast that had also racist undertones. Is that right?
Yeah, that has been happening in Belfast, but it's only one of the bad news stories. Out of this time also came very beautiful news stories of the culture and the community working together. So it's important to show the other side of things as well, and a bunch of musicians getting together and giving a song of hope during these times.
Also, zwei Lieder der Hoffnung, die wir jetzt noch hören von Claire Sands in ihrem Set. Thank you for being with us, and we look forward to hear your music, all songs from the new album, and that is coming out in August. Claire Sands by MDR Kultur.
Thank you, Shin.
Vielen Dank. Is Keen on the guitar. One more? Thank you so much. So these are a series of seashells which have been collected from around the world. So they are going to be our percussion for the next song. Vielen Dank. Thank you so much for listening. Dankeschön. Have a fantastic festival. We are so happy to be here in Rudolstadt in the sun when in Ireland it is rain, rain, rain. So thank you so much for listening to us. This is a song called They Tried to Bury Us.
If I must die, you must live to tell my tale. But my words remain. This is why we sing. This is why we sing. This is why we sing. If I must tell it to the children for whom the Red Sea does not part, cause sacrochen. But my rhythm remains. This is why we dance. 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 They tried to bury us, didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us, didn't know we were seeds. Seeds. Nanu Sanaben Shieldantin
Thank you, Shen. Muile Bweke Sakardo. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful festival. Thank you.